Elvis Presley would have been 75 on Friday. Years after his death, the singer's popularity only seems to grow stronger. Friday, fans boarded a special train in Sydney heading to the Elvis Festival in the New South Wales farming town of Parkes. They say the man who revolutionized pop music should never be forgotten. Lindy, a retired woman, is one such fan.
One of the things that makes his memory enduring is because he died at such a young age. And I think when the singers like Buddy Holly and Elvis, and you know, you can name quite a few, die at a young age, their music seems to live on and on and on. And really, there's no music like it today. You listen to the music today and I would be very surprised if some of that music is around in, you know, 60 years' time, like Elvis's music is.
Big hair and even bigger flared trousers are standard at the festival for followers of Elvis Presley, who died in 1977 at the age of 42. The festival also attracts legions of women who impersonate Presley's wife Priscilla. Devotees Justine and Daniel dressed in the spirit of the festival.
Everyone here gets dressed up and just have a ball. It's just like Elvis mania. Everyone's dressed as Elvis and, got some showgirls here.
Well, it's an Elvis suit that my mum made. It took her 3 months. My dad's got one too.
The Parkes Festival began in a small restaurant more than 15 years ago to celebrate the singer's birthday. It's grown into a five-day event that includes dozens of concerts and look-alike competitions, as well as an Elvis-themed gospel church service and a street parade. 10,000 people are expected to attend the events in a normally quiet corner of Australia, a country Elvis Presley never visited. In Parkes, the impersonators are treated like stars shining brightly as their sequins and fake gems. The event generates several million dollars for the community, which has struggled in recent years under the long drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.